WHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Heather Bosch.
Oh, say does that star-spangled banner.
Conservative activist Charlie Kirk is being remembered at a memorial in Glendale, Arizona. Tens of thousands have gathered.
Look at all these people that came for one man. That speaks a lot for who he really was.
CBS's Stephen Kaufman has more from State Farm Stadium.
The memorial service for conservative political activist Charlie Kirk is scheduled to run more than 3 hours, with Kirk's widow, Erica Kirk, and President Donald Trump the final two speakers. The enthusiastic crowd in this packed stadium has been responding with loud applause, cheering, and standing ovations.
Justin Stieff is with a group Kirk founded, Turning Point USA.
Since September 10th, my thoughts keep returning to one thing, and that's time. Charlie lived only 31 years. Yet when I reflect on those years, I see more impact and more courage and more achievement than most men accomplish in a lifetime.
On his way to the memorial, President Trump did not mention his social media post, which appeared to pressure Attorney General Pam Bondi to prosecute his political foes.
She's doing a great job. Pam Bondi is doing a great job. I think Pam Bondi is going to go down as one of the best attorney generals of the ages.
The post alarmed Democrats, and Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett pointed out on CNN an investigation was dropped into claims Tom Homan accepted money from federal agents before he became border czar.
We are not supposed to figure out who is best friends with the president, and if they are closely aligned with him, then just ignore things.
All this is taking place under the specter of the government shutting down in 9 days if Congress does not approve funding. Democrats are accusing Republicans of failing to negotiate on funding for health care. The United Kingdom, Canada, Portugal, and Australia today recognized a Palestinian state. Linda Gradstein reports that is not sitting well with Israel's prime minister.
Calling the recognition a huge reward to terrorism, Netanyahu said that the latest attempt to force what he called a terrorist state in the heart of Israel will be given after he returns from the U.S. Two of his hardline coalition partners have been urging him to declare Israeli sovereignty over the West Bank, which they call by the biblical names Judea and Samaria. Israel recently approved 22 new settlements in the area.
A growing number of countries are recognizing a state of Palestine, the largely symbolic gestures meant to pressure Israel into ending its war against Hamas in Gaza. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
97.5 WFHR, locally grown radio and home for the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
For Civic Media News, I'm Sholly Pittman. The city of Racine has released public records on Microsoft's hyperscale data center in Mount Pleasant. Judith Ruiz Branch of the Wisconsin News Connection has more.
The documents were released following a lawsuit against the city for failing to provide information about water usage estimates for the facility. Environmental nonprofit Milwaukee Riverkeeper filed a request in February seeking information on water use at the Microsoft data center. The city records release showed it will require an estimated 8.4 million gallons of water each year. Michael Greif is with Midwest Environmental Advocates, who filed the lawsuit. He says the city failed to respond for more than 200 days and then claimed the information was confidential.
That's 6 months in which the public was deprived of that information, which prevents them from being able to assess the impacts of this project on their community or their pocketbook or on the local environment.
Racine officials say they delayed releasing the information until they determined if it violated contractual agreements. Water for the data center will come from Lake Michigan and will be supplied by the Racine Water Utility under an agreement with the Village of Mount Pleasant. Supporters of the data centers say they create jobs, grow communities, and advance local manufacturing sectors. The lawsuit challenged the common practice of tech companies like Microsoft of requiring non-disclosure agreements with local governments, which can often conflict with freedom of information laws. The Microsoft Center is being built on the former Foxconn site in Mount Pleasant, which was farmland until recently. Greif says similar data centers with facilities exceeding 1,000 acres in size are being proposed across the state, including a $4 billion extension to the Microsoft data center in Mount Pleasant, just announced this week. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, slight chance of showers and thunderstorms and lows around 59. Showers and thunderstorms possible on Monday, otherwise mostly cloudy with highs in the low 70s. Monday night, scattered showers and storms and a low around 58. For Tuesday, partly sunny and highs in the low 70s.
It's 73 at our studios.
T. Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm live from Madison, where I'll be joined in studio by singer-songwriter Eric Jelen and UW Cinematheque's Jim Healy, and I talk about Robert Redford. Let's light it up state capitol style.
Nightlight with P. Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home for mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hey there, Wisco fans. This is producer Jacob, and today I've got a special best of episode for you to listen to. So sit back, relax, and enjoy Raised in Wisco!
What's up, everybody? This is Raised in Wisco. I'm your host, Joel Clayfish, standing by in the side saddle, the hostess with the mostest, the shotgun rider, the shotgun shooter, the swimmer, the biker, the hiker, the sideways banana battalion leader, Danielle Fairman. And of course, our culinary creator, the lady who can take anything from the grass, from the yard, or from the field, throw her on a table, and it's delicious. Ellie Lawton, our acclaimed chef, is here with us. Ellie, great to have you.
Bonjour.
Bonjour. we're going to do the rest of the show in French today, I think. Should we do that?
You should definitely do that.
Bonjour. Comment allez-vous, Daniel?
Yeah.
Jacob joins us. He is in the he's back in the little fishbowl, running the show for us. Appreciate it. And of course, Noah Morris from Morris Original is running the board here. And we have a guest today that I'm pretty jacked about.
Me too.
Actually, Jack is a nickname for his actual name. Have you ever been called Jack?
No, I haven't been.
Johnny Bauman.
I didn't know that was a nickname.
Johnny, do you have a girlfriend, a wife,
yes,
a fiancé?
Yes, sir. I have an amazing girlfriend.
You have an amazing girlfriend. Could you?
You know how I creep on people's profiles that come onto our show?
Yeah, yes, Danielle, you do creep on people. There's no doubt about it.
It was just his birthday.
He said the cutest thing.
He did.
His girlfriend?
No, well, kind of, yeah, but it was on Facebook. Her name's Adele.
Adele.
See, look, I'm a total creep. But he called her my favorite forever girl. I'm like,
Johnny.
Why can't I be your forever girl?
Johnny. I think you are Josh's forever girl.
I know,
Danielle.
But he said it. That was really
sweet. That's effing precious.
That's all legit.
That's so cute.
That's precious. I'm telling you.
Shout out to Adele.
Hey, Adele. Johnny thinks you're forever. Would you say, Johnny, that you tagged and bagged this girl?
No.
That is a play on Johnny Bauman's business.
I think I got her tagged and bagged.
Yeah,
it's pretty dang close.
That's a very accurate representation, and you will learn why. Danielle, get your mind out of the gutter, okay?
Danielle, get your mind out of the mud.
No, I was just thinking possessed. Like, he just possessed her. Like, he is hers. She is his. I mean,
she is.
Well, isn't that kind of how relationships go?
You are each other's. He doesn't own me.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am Dr. Ruth Westheimer. We are talking relationships today.
The poetry from Facebook was a little better than the bag and tagged her.
Okay, but see, Jacob.
It started off with, she's my muse, the most wonderful thing, and then I begged and tagged her.
Yeah, I know. Well, and I'm going to explain why romance. Johnny Bauman's
I like where this is
that.
Going. Let's Johnny's, do relationships
I
tonight.
I want to do a relationship show. I think that'd be
Wisconsin
fantastic.
Wisconsin relationships.
Yep. That would be
awesome. Relationships.
Johnny
Bauman owns a company called Tagged and Bagged. Yeah. See, I was making, I was relating that to each other and the company, which I think is just a fantastic idea. I
love
entrepreneurship. Mm-hmm. I really do. And I love when someone
love
comes
Johnny's
up
product.
With an idea that becomes a product. And we all have this product. And if you look around, you know, the Fishbowl, the studio here in Concord, Wisconsin, yes. WFSH, you will see plenty of waterfowl on hanging from the walls.
It's fair to say you tagged and bagged a lot in here.
Yeah, you did.
I certainly did.
You need more wall space, man.
And tagged and bagged.
He's got a bunch out there.
I do have some wall space out there. Unfortunately, I'm not allowed to hang the taxidermy out there. So I don't know what's going to ever be. It's all jam-packed in here. But tagged and bagged, for lack of a better definition, is a way to preserve what you harvest in the field for taxidermy.
Amen. Yep. You're
and I
spot
think
on.
It's fantastic. How I, all right, I'm getting too excited.
Yeah,
you are.
Yeah,
whoa.
We have to do our weekly Wiscos.
Okay.
Yeah,
let's do it. Danielle,
first, then we can jump into this.
Danielle,
I have
that is
too.
Why you're here. You're reining me in. You're pulling
for
me
what?
Off the wall. I'm going to calm myself
one time,
down.
One time a
and
year.
I'm going to let you guys run it for a minute. Talk to me about your weekly Wisco.
So,
Danielle.
Weekly Wisco is anything that we have done in Wisconsin that we love to share with the world.
Awesome.
Yes.
And I say world because Raised in Wisco, you can hear us worldwide.
Yeah, anywhere.
Isn't that cool?
It is. It really
in
is.
Fact, a member of the Xhosa tribe, that's like a click language in Africa, they listen to our show.
They do not.
I'm not making it up.
That's the greatest thing ever.
I hunted in South Africa, and I have to say this right. The language is Xhosa. That's how they say it. Xhosa.
Oh,
isn't that tricky to say? Xhosa.
I feel like you did a very good
and
job.
And they work with Johnny Fetting Safaris. They're the trackers for Johnny, and Johnny listens to our show in South Africa with members of the Xhosa tribe.
Well, shout out to them. Click, click.
Shout out.
Oh, man.
I don't know how to do it.
I think you did just fine. Shout out to them.
I'm going to need to look that up on the app.
So, yes. So, go ahead, Danielle. My apologies. I just wanted to say, I thought that was exciting.
That's
really cool.
That's legendary, yeah.
Yeah.
So, for my weekly Wisco, I did something that was in the outdoors, but it was, I called the Redneck Destruction Derby.
What?
Redneck Destruction Derby. It is as exciting as it sounds. So it is Slinger Slam Fest at the Slinger Speedway.
Sure.
And it was after.
The Slinger Super Speedway?
The Slinger Super Speedway. Super. And
that's super.
You guys are super.
Thank you.
And it was figure eight with trucks with trailers, school buses, things starting on fire. There was a new relay race where you got to go around the track once, and then once you get to your partner, you have to go around backwards. Then the other person goes forward. Then
against
they go,
traffic.
Against
going
traffic. It is
100 miles an hour.
It is the most hilarious thing. Everybody in the stands are just laughing and crying. It's such a great time.
Sounds like rush hour
year.
On 94.
Pretty much, yeah.
I'll be honest. I would be sitting there nervous the whole time that someone was going to get hurt.
Yeah.
Well, that's the whole point of it.
Getting hurt or crashing?
Slam fest.
Yeah, you're just watching
slam
people
into
get
each other.
Do they
have? It's old time. It not old timey. It is run down vehicles and trailers.
Kind of like demolition derby.
Yes,
demo
exactly.
Derby.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yep.
Extreme
and,
demo derby. Is
yeah.
How it is.
I would
yeah.
say that sounds
with beer with cheap beer.
Johnny, I think, is my flow longer than yours?
Yeah, you guys have the same hair. Johnny's is longer.
Boy.
Get the tape measure out. Let's go.
Johnny's
yours
got
is
more
longer.
Flow. Johnny had, back in the day, we call them mullets. They don't call them mullets
I
want to
see both of your hairstyles
not,
with your hats off.
Yours is not a mullet.
It's not a mullet.
Because I want to see how
no,
Johnny has the top
long
of his.
Hair.
Is yours like short on top?
Is yours short
is
on
mullet?
No, mine kind
is
of
is yours business in the front? You have the same hair.
No, his is shorter. His is shorter on the top.
That is a mullet.
His is more business in the front, party in the rear.
Exactly.
A Kentucky waterfall, a Tennessee top hat, a soccer run.
So yours is more what?
Mine's just a ridiculous midlife crisis.
I don't think it looks ridiculous.
That's all it really is. Okay, let's be honest. Midlife crisis.
So do you guys actually believe in midlife crisis situations?
I don't actually.
I do not.
Because if there's such a thing as a midlife crisis, this is number 6 or 7 for me.
Yeah.
I don't buy sports cars. I do crazy adventures, but I've been doing that since I was 20.
I believe in phases.
Oh, let's hear it. I'm interested. What
well,
are the
this
phases?
Should go towards our like relationship show.
We're going to do
because we could talk about phases
going into hunting season. So the brand new relationships are about to enter their first hunting season.
We're going through a phase right now. We're ending summer. We're going into fall.
Yes, life is phases.
We're
gonna
waterfall right into fall.
Waterfall, it's waterfall fall season.
Man.
Okay, I want to point this out.
We need to finish our weekly Wisco.
Today, when you're listening to this show, we are exactly 1 week and 1 day from the opening of waterfall season.
Ooh,
look, you guys, that makes the hair on my arm stand up. That's so exciting.
Does it make the hair in your mullet stand up?
No, my follicles aren't that strong, but they're pretty curly. I will tell you that. Well, I think that sounds like a great weekly Wisco, Danielle.
Yes.
I don't know that I really have the stomach for demolition derby style stuff. I'd just be worried, but they've got fire trucks and ambulances.
Oh,
there.
Everywhere. And my goal for next year is to be the forklift operator.
Oh,
going out there
goodness.
And picking up all the cars that can't move.
Wait, with the shovel truck? Or what did you call it last time?
Shovel truck. Was it the shovel truck?
Or
the
bucket truck?
Bucket truck.
Was it a bucket truck?
I called it a bucket truck.
Yep.
A digger.
That's the excavator. That's,
yeah.
Excavator.
Yes.
It's easy for you to say. Bless you.
Johnny, do you have a weekly Wisco?
Well, I wasn't in Wisco last week.
You weren't? Where were you?
I was in Tennessee.
Well,
what were
give
you
us
doing
a Tennessee.
That's why you have a Tennessee
right.
top hat.
Tennessee. Yeah, we were down in Tennessee, and we
Take
were ripping some trails on the side-by-sides that we
Ooh,
rented.
Well, that's
awesome. Through the mountains, ripping up, and we saw
so
four black bears, which is really
wow.
cool.
That's cool.
That's
yeah,
awesome.
Ran into a lot of them. Nothing crazy big, but it was really cool. Just to
that's
be out
wonderful.
God's creation,
yes.
So.
Wow.
Black bear hunting is one of my favorite kind of hunting. I'll tell you, they come in with those soft pads. You don't hear them, and all of a sudden, a beast that could maul you to death in 30 seconds flat is standing in front of you. It's pretty exciting.
Yeah, sounds thrilling.
That's my form of excitement.
Yeah.
What do you
like
got? What do you got, Chef Lawton?
Well, I think ours is the same.
Ours is the same, and
Aww.
We've got to give some credit to Megan.
Megan Salazar.
Salad Bar Salazar. Our Facebook czar.
Yes.
Megan Facebook czar, Salad Bar Salazar.
Yeah.
Yes. We had a fantastic time this last week.
What did you do?
We were with the A-Team at
yes.
Opportunities Incorporated, which is a disability work center. And we served wild game, everything from goose and duck to wild boar and ram.
And ram.
Oh, yeah.
Wild ram.
Yeah, they got to taste
awesome.
It all.
And we made Chef Lawton. I made the meat. And then Chef Lawton made wild game birria tacos.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh,
those are
it was a beautiful day.
God.
Everybody had a great
so
lunch.
Her birria tacos are the best.
Just
so
beautiful.
Fun.
We got, you know what I love the most about it? We got more hugs. I got more hugs today than I get in an entire year. And I just love it. And I'm going to tell you something. I want to shout out to Barb LaDuke and the folks at Opportunities Incorporated, Fort Atkinson, Wisconsin, and the A-Team. You ever think that you have a rough day or a tough life? These folks have physical and intellectual disabilities, and they are the happiest people you will ever meet. They will turn your day around, and they will make you realize you ain't got jack to complain about. So that was
it's
a pretty
It's been a while
fantastic...
since I've felt that loved.
Yeah.
That is so cool.
Oh.
Do you need a
Chef
no.
Walton?
No, please, no, I don't.
Chef Walton, why do you think I'm? Why do you think I'm so excited to get such love from the food I eat?
Well, I didn't know I was going to make it to the Blackstone because everyone was hugging me. It was so wonderful. We had good conversation and funny stories and a really nice time.
Yeah, that was a pretty fantastic.
Yeah,
that's pretty fantastic.
Cool. So shout out to Megan for putting that together. It was a wonderful day.
Yeah, Megan Salazar, thank you so much for coming up with the idea. It was really fantastic. And now I think Megan's got us roped into something else with them in February.
So. Yes, we have a wild romance dinner.
A wild romance for Valentine's Day. They want to do a wild game dinner for Valentine's Day.
Nice. So
Chef Lawton, you are roped into that, it sounds like, with Megan as well.
Have Blackstone, will travel.
You know what? I'll be honest. That was actually pretty awesome how easily it was transported there and how great it worked.
Yeah, we had a good system down.
It was fantastic. I'm really excited to talk waterfowl and talk about what to do with your trophy. Johnny Bauman from Tagged and Bagged, the owner, CEO, chief cook, and bottle washer is here. You're going to learn a lot, plus a recipe of the week. This is Raised in Wisco.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Looking to give back to your community? Visit volunteerwisconsin.org to find volunteer opportunities near you. Join us in celebrating United Ways Month by getting involved. Visit volunteerwisconsin.org or contact your local United Way today. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan, featured products, or compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new two-in-one approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Turn things all the way up and find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
My name is Chuck Collins. I'm the great-grandson of the meatpacker Oscar Mayer and a member of the Patriotic Millionaires, a collection of wealthy Americans who share a profound concern about the dangers of concentrated wealth and power in America. Now, the fact is, you may not care how much money another person has, but you likely do care how much power another person has, especially if they're using that power to rig the rules of the economy to make themselves richer and you poorer. You see, there is a point where money is no longer money, it's power. And when rich people use their money to drown out the voices of everyday people, it threatens the safety and security of us all. Patriotic millionaires don't want to live in a country with a few extremely rich people controlling everything, leaving millions of people struggling to just get by. Luckily, we have a solution. Tax the rich, tax the rich, tax the rich. I'm Chuck Collins. I'm a patriotic millionaire, and I approve this message.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hey there, Wisco fans. This is producer Jacob, and today I've got a special best of episode for you to listen to. So sit back, relax, and enjoy Raised in Wisco.
Raised in Wisco is your one-stop shop for everything about the great outdoors in the great state of Wisconsin. You can catch us on all Civic Media stations throughout the state, 21 of them. And this week, we've got an extraordinary guest, an exclusive with the author of Monster, the true story of the Jeffrey Dahmer murders, Annie Schwartz. Annie Schwartz is not only an award-winning journalist, but worked for the Milwaukee Police Department, worked for the Wisconsin Legislature, worked for the Attorney General's office. Her accolades go on, and so does her resume.
You
get a little bit of an inside sneak peek of Annie Schwartz's life because we have been friends since we worked together back in the Channel 12 days. She wrote the monster book, Monster.
Yes.
It's a monster. And I was telling folks, I had the honor and privilege to attend the Jeffrey Dahmer trial with Annie Schwartz. I was 21 years old, and Annie Schwartz was a... Were you a cub reporter at that time? What was it?
Oh, no, I was whatever it's called after you grow out of being the cub when you lose the cute stage. cub was when I was still at the Milwaukee Journal and writing the book. After the book, it was television. And then I was a full grown, whatever it is, when you eat your young.
You were still
I like that.
You broke the biggest story to honestly ever come out of the state of Wisconsin. Mm. I mean, we have Ed Gein, we've got the Packers, we've got the Brewers, but I don't think there is any story that has had the impact on the citizens of the state of Wisconsin like Jeffrey Dahmer has. And I want to know, if you don't mind sharing, how old were you at the time?
Oh, good gravy. Let's see. I think I was, when the story broke, I was 30.
Yeah. Imagine that.
Now I'm 130. But it was a crazy thing because I didn't go looking for it. I was the young reporter. I was a cub reporter. I was a young reporter who was working like the crappiest shift in the newsroom. I was the Friday, Saturday, Sunday weekend cops reporter, 4 p.m. to midnight. Ooh. Which meant you had no life, not a problem. So I really wasn't doing that anyway. But I loved it. And I think that it's why, you know, you started the show out today by talking about how I've developed this interest in hunting lately. That's why you become a journalist, is because you're curious about everything.
Yes.
And when I first heard about the Dahmer story, I just wanted to know more. It wasn't, you know, any kind of a purient, you know, interest. It was like, well, that's crazy. How does that happen? How do you grow up like that? Mm-hmm. What is that about?
And you actually had it there at your fingertips to go and investigate it.
Well,
because right now I'm 37 next month. I have no idea. If I had that kind of interest, I have no idea where I would go.
Well,
who is our Jeffrey Dahmer right now?
I was going to get to that.
There's the Gilgo Beach serial killer. So there's the Gilgo Beach serial killer, the guy out in New York who was killing the prostitutes, calling them, having them come to his home and then killing them while his wife and daughter were out of the house. I mean, there is always a story like that. And what you always find out is there's that story of the hidden life. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, at its most tame, it is, you know, Annie Schwartz, law firm litigation communications expert by day, you know, huntress. Weekend huntress.
I love that.
By weekend.
Very soon.
But I want to know, at that time, mm-hmm. how on earth you ended up getting access and getting the information you did to really be the only show in town about Jeffrey Dahmer. I remember at that time, everybody tuning in to see what Annie Schwartz had on the Jeffrey Dahmer story, which as it broke was a massive scale, the size of Pompeii, hurricane, volcano, every time you went on the air with new information. How were you able to get that information and bring it to folks when everybody else kind of was standing on the fringes of that story?
It starts by being curious. I loved the police beat. I still think it's the best beat in the newsroom. I loved it. I loved cop shows when I was very, very young, and I was fascinated by it. And what I did is I would ask the cops when I was covering the beat, I would say, hey, can I come on a ride along with you? Mm-hmm. Can I go to where the SWAT team got together and say, show me the weapons, show me what you're doing, teach me what things are for.
And that's like a normal thing you were allowed to go on there? What did that all intake?
Oh, absolutely. As a reporter back then, yes, that would never happen now. And then that only increased when I went to work there, when I went to work at the police department, because there was always this curiosity. And the cops knew that. Absolutely, mm-hmm. Ellie. I asked all the questions, and the cops loved that because what they saw wasn't just some reporter trying to get
right,
a story.
Right.
They saw somebody who had curiosity.
You develop relationships,
interest.
And that is what
no,
it takes to be
they
successful.
They don't do that anymore.
Annie, you had the relationships that were bounded in trust that allowed you to get at the information people wanted, and the police were okay with you sharing it, which was the mm-hmm. most fascinating part, which leads me to ask you, what was the most surprising things that you saw or learned early on?
Oh, the entire case surprised me because I'm, you know, Annie Schwartz, who went to, you know, St. Mary's Elm Grove and then Divine Savior Holy Angels High School. So, you know, where they still continue to invite
That's
me to Career Day and then say, what are you going to talk about? I mean, what do you think I'm going to talk about? You know, I'm sorry it was not Harry Potter. Oh, it was Jeffrey Dahmer. So
sorry, not sorry.
But, you know, one of the things that I thought was so curious was the fact that no matter what place in life people came from, no matter what their social status was, they would always say when you brought up Dahmer, they would say, oh, that's disgusting. That's awful. Tell me more.
Yes. Yeah.
And then that was always
Do
it,
you
no
have
matter
pictures?
Who they were. That's what's one of the things, Joel, that surprised me.
Yeah.
There are so many others.
I cannot wait to keep asking you about them because learning about the mind of a serial killer, which you are now probably no more than you ever cared to. Annie Schwartz, author of the book Monster, the true story of the Jeffrey Dahmer murders. I'm Joel Clayfish. Ellie Lawton is here. She's going to be our chef. Danielle Fairman's in the shotgun seat. We love having you on Raised in Wisco.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Special Report. A memorial service for conservative activist and Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk is underway at State Farm Stadium in Arizona. Conservative podcaster Betty Johnson.
Evil thought that there'd be a funeral today. God has created a revival right here in this house right now.
Florida Congresswoman Anna Luna.
Today, we honor a patriot whose love of this nation burns as brightly as the founding fathers during the birth of our republic.
Ben Carson is a former neurosurgeon and 2016 presidential candidate.
I want to thank Charlie for his sacrifice because much fruit is going to be realized. Thank you.
President Trump is in a suite at the stadium and said this when leaving the White House to head there.
Celebrate the life of a great man today.
CBS News Special Report, I'm Matt Piper.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report right here on 97.5 WFHR.
A busy sports weekend. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports reporting from Cleveland, where it's the Packers against the Browns. We'll have a full recap of the game coming up later tonight. In St. Louis, another dramatic win for the Brewers. They beat the Cardinals 3-2 in 10 innings. Bryce Terang, the hero in this one, driving in the winning run. Brewers catcher William Contreras had to leave the game after getting his hand hit by a bat while behind the plate. X-rays were taken. Manager Pat Murphy.
I was in my office already wanting to play tomorrow.
X-ray?
Yeah. X-ray was negative.
College football, the Badgers upset at their Big Ten home opener yesterday, 27-10 to Maryland. It got so bad, fans in Madison were booing head coach Luke Fickell, chanting "Fire Fickell."
Yeah, I feel what they, you know, it's I feel what their pain is, you know. But there's nothing that we can do other than keep grinding, keep working. We have to play better.
That's Wisconsin head coach Luke Fickell with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 97.5 WFHR.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, slight chance of showers and thunderstorms and lows around 59. Showers and thunderstorms possible on Monday, otherwise mostly cloudy with highs in the low 70s. Monday night, scattered showers and storms and a low around 58. For Tuesday, partly sunny and highs in the low 70s.
It's 73 at our studios.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on this local Civic Media radio station. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously. The best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hey there, Wisco fans. This is producer Jacob, and today I've got a special best of episode for you to listen to. So sit back, relax, and enjoy Raised in Wisco!
This is Raised in Wisco. I'm your host, Joel Clayfish. Danielle Fairman is the co-hostess with the mostest. And, of course, our chefery, our official chef of Raised in Wisco, Ellie Lawton. And today, because of Ellie Lawton and, oddly, my stepfather-in-law, put that together. That's a mouthful right there. But because of those folks and others and a bunch of people, our Weekly Wisco is actually a segment this week. And I'm excited about that because we're talking about raising awareness and raising funds for cancer. And Chris, Jacob, it's got to be tough, yet thrilling and exciting and humbling for you to see something that was such a tragic event turn into such a positive event. Your wife, Lindsay, struggled with cancer and ultimately gave up her fight, but her soul lives on, doesn't it, in this golf outing. Tell me what gave you the motive to put this together and what inspires you every year when you do this outing?
Sure. So initially when we started, my wife was diagnosed in 2019 with appendix cancer, which is a very rare cancer that majority of people don't even know exists. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I still get, every time I talk about it, that's a cancer. I get questions on it, you know. So originally it was started for just to raise awareness. And then I thought, you know, I mean, I thought we'd get a few friends together, a couple coworkers, Ellie, and have some fun. And I thought it'd be 50 people, right? And we'd have a great time.
Come on, Chris. You thought we were just going to sit around and drink beer?
Well,
and
there's truth to that. I mean, that's, you know, in 2019, that's what, yeah. The first year, I mean, my numbers are going to be a little off now because I really don't remember. But in the first year, I think we had 120 golfers. And here today, this is our fifth annual. We are at 288 golfers. And Mike, who runs the course, is very mad at me because my limit was 250. So you can.
There's nothing like extra numbers when you're at a fundraiser.
You know, I mean, we want to raise money, but we also got to move stuff through for them and stuff. So their staff does a great job. But, you know, the foundation itself was started simply to raise awareness for appendix cancer. And in 2019, when we started it, we had a positive outlook of where Lindsay's life and the disease would go. Unfortunately, that took a turn in 2023, or 2022, I guess. And unfortunately, it didn't work out in our favor. But she's here in spirit, and I mean, this year is tough because it's the first year she's not here. But last year when she was here, it was also very tough because she wasn't Lindsay, right? She was struggling and hurting and fighting really hard. And, you know, I think Joel said, you know, she gave up her fight. I don't like to say that. I think she, you know, she laid down and let somebody else fight. And that's kind of where I like, hey, we got to raise awareness for this disease and we got to do stuff that to help other people.
How does it make you feel when you come here and you see the unbelievable numbers, the sheer numbers and the outpouring of people who cared so much about this, that they're going to show up rain or shine, hot or cold, every year because they loved her and they love you and they want to see progress made on one of these rare cancers?
I can't explain that feeling. I mean, the outpouring of support that we've had since day one. I contributed a lot to Lindsay. She was the sweetest, most loving person that there is. I mean, she didn't have a hate in her body. And I don't think anyone hated her. Me, on the other hand, whatever. You know, I'm a catalyst. But it just embodies her spirit. I mean, it was all of this. I mean, everybody wants to be here because she's here, you know. And I struggled today a little bit with, like, I didn't want today to be like another funeral, right? Mm-hmm. Because that's not what I want. I want this to be always to be a celebration, A, of her, but also of the disease, the cancer itself, and an awareness that we can continue to raise funds. I mean, there was just an article that came out and Fox News and a couple others publications that it's on the rise with people born in 1985 and above. I think it was up like 27.5% it raised in that category. It's crazy. So this is happening more and more and more. And we have to figure out a better treatment for it and a better, I don't believe that we'll ever cure it, but if we can treat it and successfully help people live with it, that's a win.
There's no doubt about it. What is so interesting to me is I do not believe in coincidences. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've got Chef Lawton is a weekly feature on our show. She does a cooking segment, which is one of the highly rated portions of our show. How on earth, Chef Lawton works for one of the largest food distributors in the country. Mm-hmm. You work for one of the largest food distributors in the country. She's on the radio. You're putting this together. We're raising awareness about a rare cancer today and a foundation that's able to help in that area. And I walked up today and all I could smell was the food. So you guys, how did you guys end up teaming up on this and performance at, you know, one of the largest food distributors in the country end up being such a large part of this?
So Chris and I have known each other 10 or 12 years, maybe.
She actually trained me when I first came over to be in food sales. I trained with Ellie.
Yeah, and normally he tells the story about how
his
first day when I trained him at our last company we worked at together, he got in my car as a new sales rep, and I'm like, hey, I'm going to train you. Get in my car. Sorry if it smells like horse crap and hay, but that's just the way it goes.
And it very much did for the entire day.
And over the years, Chris and I became close friends, and I had the honor and privilege to know Lindsay. And watching this event grow to what it has is just so incredible. And like Chris said, Lindsay is definitely here in spirit today. The sun is shining. And if you ever had the chance to know Lindsay, whether you talked to her for 2 minutes or knew her for 20 years, she was pure sunshine every single day. Even on days where, you know, she wasn't feeling the greatest, when she was fighting her ass off, she was just sunshine for everybody.
I think one of the things to take away from this is that in the state of Wisconsin, and this is one of the great things about being part of Raised in Wisco and doing a show that has to do with the people of this state, there's no better place in the world
for people to turn out for each other. Mm-hmm. Events like this are happening all the time. I say on our show, learn something new, be open to understanding something new. Mm-hmm. You know, I had a father-in-law die at age 52 of pancreatic cancer, a very understudied cancer, very mm-hmm. misunderstood cancer. Appendix cancer, very misunderstood cancer.
Same
you say,
family.
What can you do out there if you're listening to this show? Take an interest in something. You don't have to do it all, but I'm telling you, get off the 3-inch by 7-inch. Stop scrolling for a few hours a day and dedicate that time to other people. Dedicate it to making yourself a better person, experiencing the outdoors of Wisconsin. Get on a Wisconsin golf course. This is beautiful here, Ironwood in Sussex. Mm-hmm. The event is packed. Do something that's outside of your comfort zone. Learn about something that can help somebody. The most important thing about today, I think, Chris, is that Lindsay is alive here today. Mm-hmm. And it is her spirit that is inspiring the hundreds of people who showed up today. Mm-hmm. And that's why you're beyond max capacity here. Mm-hmm. So I want to thank you for taking some time to talk to Raisin Wisco. Mm-hmm. I want to ask you, how can people contribute to the foundation if they would like to do that? If they hear this and they're moved by that, how can they do that?
Sure. So we have a website, Living for Lindsay Foundation, the number 4, .org. We're also on Facebook at Living for Lindsay. Reach out to me. One of the things that has become part of our organization is I've always wanted to raise awareness for appendix cancer and do things for appendix cancer. And my initial goal was to give towards people that have appendix cancer. There's not a ton of them, thank God. It's growing tremendously. But what we've also kind of shaked to is donating some money to young families battling cancer like mine. I have an 8-year-old son who's out here today running around. And he lost his mom, and there's a ton of families out there fighting, with dads and moms that are fighting their butts off. If we can help some of that, we're always going to be appendix cancer research and funding. But if we can help other families in the state of Wisconsin, please reach out. We have funds. We have people that are, the amount of people that are out here right now are amazing. And I think the goal this year is 50,000. I can tell you that. We're already there.
That's
we're going to be good, and we haven't even had the most important part of the night yet. So,
yeah,
that's fantastic. So, reach out to the foundation. I don't think I could have spent a better segment of Raised in Wisco than talking about this awareness for appendix cancer, for those rare cancers, pancreatic cancer. There's so many cancers, and really we're on the forefront right now of revolutionary change in the medical industry in those areas. But through the magic of radio, we're going to toss it back to me, Danielle, and Ellie in the studio. It's magic, I'm telling you. But what a great day. Thanks so much, Chris Jacob.
I do want to say thank you.
Oh, hey, real
quick. I do want to say thank you to the staff at Ironwood and Mike and Caitlin. They make me look really good at this event. If any of you guys or gals are looking to host an event, the staff here at Ironwood is mm-hmm. top-notch. They are the best of the best.
Yeah, and if they can make you good, look good, Ellie says that's not easy.
Amen. It's not easy.
And we're also going to throw a link up on the Raisin Wisco Facebook page for Living for Lindsay Foundation.
All right, fantastic. Danielle, Joel, and Ellie Lawton, we're going to go back to you in the studio. And we've got an awesome recipe coming up in the next segment. This is Raised in Wisco at Ironwood in Sussex with Chris Jacob for the Living for Lindsay Foundation.
Huge thank you to Chris Jacob for sitting down with us and raising awareness for cancer in general and some of the rare cancers. There's not anybody who listens to the show who has not been touched by cancer. There is not any other state in this country that comes out for its folks the way that Wisconsin does. I think one of the things we talked about together there that was most impressionable to me was the fact that in this life, we do not know how long we have. And I can't impress upon folks enough, set the phone down. Life happens in 3 dimensions. Mm-hmm. It does not happen on those phones. And living for the number 4, lindsay.org is the foundation if you want to contribute to that. And if you have something else that is special to you, get off the couch, put the phone down, get out into the great outdoors of Wisconsin, experience the outdoors, and make an event like this part of your life in some way, because it is not, as you saw Chef Lawton there that day, it's not hard to help.
No, not at all.
You can have a time of your life golfing with your buddies,
yep,
and you're helping.
And I just went to the livingforlindsay.org. I went to her page, or their page, sorry. They have raised, in the past 5 years, over $150,000.
That's fantastic. And I hope it's five times that much very soon.
I hope so.
We got a fantastic recipe coming up. I'm very excited about something I've never heard of until Chef Lawton started to talk about it. I've never heard of this before. I'm just telling you.
Never.
But I want to eat it. That I know. I'm raised in Wisco.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
It's Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. Get up to 35% off select major appliances and save an additional $1,000 when you buy four select LG major appliances. Plus, get a free DeWalt 20-volt max 5-amp-hour battery when you buy a select DeWalt 20-volt max tool. Get the job done for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/26. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See associate or Lowe's.com for more details and qualifying items.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Earlier this summer, the Trump Justice Department requested states turn over massive amounts of voter registration, balloting, and election administration records. Two states which refused the request, Maine and Oregon, are now being sued by DOJ. The Brennan Center for Justice counts 34 states which received data requests from either the Civil Rights Division, formerly a watchdog for voting rights, or from DOJ's Criminal Division. New Hampshire cited state statutes prohibiting the release of such information, but Indiana confirmed it recently sent DOJ personal information, including driver's license and partial Social Security numbers. Maine received its first request in mid-July, which it declined August 8th, citing a lack of justification. DOJ's statement announcing the suit said, quote, "American citizens have a right to feel confident in the integrity of our electoral process, and the refusal of certain states to protect their citizens against vote dilution will result in legal consequences," unquote. Vote dilution refers to alleged widespread voting by non-citizens, an already debunked conspiracy theory from the 2020 and 2024 elections. The Trump administration confirmed last week it was sharing the voter data with the Department of Homeland Security. Secretaries of State Shanna Bellows in Maine and Tobias Reid of Oregon have vowed to fight the request in court. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Does Trump's big bill end taxes on tips and overtime? No. President Donald Trump's new law exempts certain tip and overtime income from federal tax. But the deductions expire in 2028 and come with limits. Workers earning under $150,000 can deduct up to $25,000 in tips and $12,500 in overtime. Social Security, Medicare, and state taxes still apply. The Tax Policy Center says 2% of households will benefit from the tip provision, saving $1,800. The White House estimates $1,400 in average annual savings from the overtime deduction. I'm Tricia Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hey there, Wisco fans. This is producer Jacob, and today I've got a special best of episode for you to listen to. So sit back, relax, and enjoy Raised in Wisco.
Cowboy baby, this is Raised in Wisco. I'm your host, Joel Clayfish. Danielle Fairman is next to me. Woo-hoo! The world famous culinarian chef, yes. Ellie Lawton joins us, and Chris Casper's on the show with us tonight.
Do you guys know that Jacob just played the theme song for my casserole?
Oh, you know what? I bet it wasn't. I'm going to bet you it was not even by coincidence, because that's the kind of guy Jacob is.
Yeah, right?
Jacob, you think around the corner sometimes, and
you're
I like
best,
it.
You're the best, Jacob.
I do like that. That's
and
for sure.
I think the most important thing is that even if you don't, you should let people think that you did. Who knows?
Fake it till you make it, brother. Fake it till you make it. We're doing casseroles for the cooking segment today. I'm going to keep mine wild game, but I'm going to start with Chef Ellie Lawton because that's why she gets paid the big bucks to be on the show as the official chef.
I get paid in Taco John's.
In Wisco. You get paid in Taco John's you bought tonight.
Oh my God, what is happening? I bought, you're drinking out of my Yeti. What is happening here?
Hey, it's a family affair. It's family style. That's what they call that.
Casserole. Well, it's not really casserole season here in Wisconsin, but honestly.
Is it not though?
You can have casserole all year round, right? So casserole, you guys might go back and forth. I know some people that are like, you know what? Lasagna is not a casserole.
Yes, it is.
XYZ is not a casserole.
Yes, it is.
Casserole is the dish you bake it in and you serve it out of. Okay.
Okay.
Can we say that again for the people in the back, aka Josh Belsky?
Josh, don't make me come over and give you a lecture on casseroles.
Yes, he does not say it's a. He does not call it a casserole dish.
Oh,
just the glass dish. I'm like, what?
It's a casserole.
All right. Well, we'll handle that later on with Josh. So my casserole, I've talked about it before. It's cowboy casserole. Everyone always asks me for the recipe. It is so easy. 2 pounds of whatever ground meat you want. I use venison beef. It turns out great. Brown that, add some onions, some peppers that are sauteed, a little bit of salsa. You're measuring with your heart. About a cup of barbecue sauce, whatever veggies you have, throw it in there, saute it up. And the topping is going to be just a cornbread mixture. You can get the pre-mixed stuff, or you can make your own from scratch. Throw some jalapenos on top. Bake that for 375 for about 45 minutes till the cornbread is done. And you have an awesome casserole. And then serve it with salsa and sour cream and avocado and some right wing sauce and all the toppings.
That sounds fantastic.
That's mine.
See, that sounds like a all good rain day.
Hey, everybody have a great week. See you now. My mouth is watering for sure. Danielle, tell us about your casserole.
Well, I'm a Popeye fanatic with your Joel Clayfish. Your pot pie is so good. But
yes,
the casserole,
it is.
It's a lot easier. You can either make it with noodles or get the graham biscuits. Just bake your biscuits first. And I love making everything on the Traeger. So,
ooh, yeah.
Just bake your...
What's your meat of choice in your casserole?
Well, that's my girl right there, the Traeger.
I love using steak.
Yep.
Because I just love steak. Yeah. I love steak.
You are a steak
Red
girl.
Meat,
steak.
I'm all about it. But you can use chicken, you can use turkey, you can use whatever protein that you like, just put it in there. It's
put
going
it
to
what
work.
What else are you putting in the filling?
I go nice and easy. I like frozen vegetables, and I do cans of cream of chicken or cream of mushroom.
Okay.
And then I put
that's
it all together.
That's a classic Wisconsin casserole
yes,
right there.
Yes. Yeah.
And you cannot go wrong with it. You just can't go wrong with it.
Yeah.
And even if you have a tougher cut of meat or a less tender cut of meat, when you roll it on that Traeger and slow all day long.
So good. In
it gets
a cast
so
iron,
tender.
Though. Gotta put it in a cast iron. We're talking about casseroles.
I do like that. That technically makes it a what, chef? That's called a cobbler then, correct? French.
A
Dutch oven.
Dutch oven.
Yes.
Well, if it was a Dutch oven, it'd have a lid on it.
Oh, that's true.
So we're just going to stick with this as her casserole and move on.
Okay. Yeah, it's my casserole.
Whoa, sorry I blew up, everybody. Casper, what's your casserole?
Well, I do a Reuben tater tot, and I'm from Minnesota, so we call it a hot dish.
Man.
So you got to excuse me.
A hot dish.
Hot dish and casserole is the same thing.
Love me a hot dish.
So however you procure your corned beef... I mean, it could just be as easy as some sliced corned beef for sandwiches, and you chop it up and throw it in, a little bit of sauerkraut, a little bit of Swiss cheese, shredded, throw it in there, some Thousand Island, and mix that all together and put it in the bottom of the casserole or hot dish pan and spread it out, and then neurotically place the tater tots on top of it, glaze it with some Thousand Island, then some Swiss on top of it. Throw it in the Traeger at 450 or the oven at 450. And If you really want to give that marbled rye taste, grind a little bit of caraway seeds.
Love it. Great idea. Love it.
Yes.
It tastes like a Reuben. I swear to God, it tastes like a Reuben.
I want to know how on earth I am so full and so hungry.
Joel, let's get to your casserole.
All right.
I'm going to roll my wild turkey, wild goose, or venison in the crock pot all day long with a basic recipe. Water, lemon.
Locally Grown Radio, WFHR. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. If you love Just a Bit Outside, the film about the Brewers, you're going to love the new film about Wisconsin sports from Sean Hamish and Paul Jaconi Berry. They're here next time with their exclusive announcement. Don't miss it.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Locally Grown Radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m.
This is Locally Grown Radio, WFHR, 1320 a.m., W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Ahmet Piper. Nearly 2 weeks after his death, a memorial service is underway in Arizona for conservative activist Charlie Kirk, with thousands in attendance. And the angels cry. Oh. Conservative pundit Tucker Carlson.
Any attempt to extinguish the light causes it to burn brighter. Every single time.
While some took a somber tone, others were louder, saying there is now a spiritual war.
Are you ready to fight back? And are you ready to put on the full armor of God and face the evil in high places and the spiritual warfare before us?
President Trump and Vice President Vance are there and expected to speak shortly. Lots of head shaking in politics after Trump publicly pushed his attorney general to